Creation Ministry. We're like pioneers.
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry has opened a large creation museum and planetarium near Cincinnati, Ohio. In many countries, Ken, including your homeland of Australia, the early pioneers had to forge their way across some rugged territory and, of course, facing many barriers. Now, are you saying that our ministry is somewhat comparable?
Well, Mark, you've summed it up quite nicely. But let me explain further. When the pioneers went to new areas, they had to do a lot of foundational work before they could produce crops for food. For example, they had to clear the land of rocks and trees, plow the ground to prepare it for seeding and so on. It was only after a lot of hard work they could actually reap a harvest. Now, I believe this is similar to the situation we're in today concerning the preaching of the gospel. Because the church has compromised with the teaching of evolution in millions of years, there's a strong barrier to the gospel in society. Evolution in millions of years teaching is like rocks and weeds that cover the landscape and thus stop seeds being sown for harvest. And like pioneers, we need to rid the land of the rocks and weeds of evolution and millions of years and prepare the ground by teaching the truth of the history of life from Genesis. In this way, the seed of the gospel can be planted and bear fruit.
Many Christians believe that the earth is millions of years old and that suffering and death have occurred before Adam sinned. For the problems with that belief, read Ken Ham's free booklet on death and suffering. It's at AnswersRadio.com.